Our Place, episode 583.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How are you all doing? I think we're doing all right, aren't we?
I think so.
Yep, I think we are.
I seriously hope so.
I seriously hope so too. How have you been doing for the last month? How's lockdown been for you all? We've been all right really, haven't we?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Sometimes gets a bit, you think, oh, how long, when's it going to stop? Or, well, you know, even though you think, how long can it go on, you know? But, I mean, I know in the UK here we have the roadmap to come out of it, but that could still go wrong.
That's right.
You know, so, yeah. But we've been all right. I think it would drive me completely up the wall. If I had to live on my own with this, this would be dreadful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Some people are liking it. I do know that from some Facebook friends. They don't mind being on their own with the lockdown.
Mm.
Not for me.
Mm.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so...
Of course, you cope in ways you don't realise, but you do. So what's been going on? I think I want to go back, like, I'd forgotten. As you probably might remember that... Sometime, was it last year? It was a long while ago. We were trialing a pair of your headphones you'd got that were, you know, big ones that go over your head, over your ears.
Yeah.
And I said how I'd gone off them because I felt, I don't know, vulnerable or closed in or whatever.
Mm.
But I'd forgotten to say in the last year, I've gone back to using such things because we were using, some of you may remember the Mi Connect that we did. The unboxing, the setting up of the Mi Connect on a Friday night and had all these strange problems because it was connecting to other speakers. And as soon as we turned them off, we got it to work like a treat.
Yeah.
So we used our Marshall Londons. Well, of course, they're not heavy, but they do go over your ears. And I got used to using them again. So I'm quite happy with both kinds, whether they be like that or earbuds. I don't care anymore. So that's a preliminary to say that I bought the Apple AirPods Max.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
You did for me for my birthday.
That's
we
right.
got it early because they said it would be between the 3rd and 10th of March and we actually got it in February.
Yes, right.
A few days after we ordered them.
Yes, yeah.
So the website gave us a different story to when it truly was that we'd get them.
Yeah.
And I like them.
Yeah.
I enjoy them. Some people say you can't move around with them, they're too heavy. I must have a very big fat head because I have no problems walking around and dancing around with them. And I must have had them on for well over an hour one night. I don't know how long it would be for a whole day. I mean, I don't wear headphones constantly anyway.
No.
But, you know, but a couple of hours, I think, it's not a problem at all.
I had a problem. I tested them with an iPhone. I didn't test them with Android, but I tested them with Angie's iPhone. And I found that playing high definition music on them with Cobbers, it's seemed to downsample it a bit for me. It seemed to make the S's a bit sort of sibilant and not so pleasant to listen to. I tested with Stevie Wonder's Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants, which is a 24-bit album. And I don't think they handle high definition music very well. But that's my view. You said you thought it sounded all right, better at CD quality, didn't you?
I did, yeah. The lower quality, I thought.
But yeah.
It was better, strangely.
Because they're not downsampling, probably, you know. So they haven't got so much work to do.
But then you shouldn't need to downsample. Your iPhone is capable of playing 24-bit.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't like them as much as the Sony headphones that I'm wearing now, which is a WH-1000XM4. And I like these. These are crap for making phone calls, I have to say, these Sonys, but they're very good for audio. I think that's what they're mainly for.
Yeah, well, yes. I think
yeah.
So. Oh, you've tried phone calls, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, did you? Who did you talk to?
I can't remember. I rang Dad on them one night.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I wasn't madly enamoured with it. But the audio quality is good. They also don't have a stable connection. These are a problem with Sonys in general,
I think.
Seems
to be, yeah. It does seem to be a little bit of a problem.
But my Pixel Buds I really like in terms of stability, but they have other problems. They lag in terms of Bluetooth, but the Sonys don't seem to. And what's the other problem with? I can't remember. There was another problem with them, but I can't remember what it was. But yeah, that's right. The sound goes weird occasionally. Sometimes you get doubling, where you get a slight delay between one earbud and the other. And you've had that, haven't you, Angel?
Yeah.
On the Sony, isn't it?
No, the AirPods.
The AirPods, yeah. So again, similar thing where they the two earbuds go out of sync.
Yeah, they do sometimes.
Slightly.
Yeah.
And if I call up the Google Assistant and speak to it, and then let it start playing again, it all goes back to normal. So it's strange.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's something to do with stereo, I think, or, you know, not quite syncing.
Mm.
So, yeah, because they're independent earbuds, so they need to sync in stereo, if you see what I mean. But, yeah, that's my take on it. What else has been going on, Ange?
Not a lot from between when we last did the podcast until last week, really. I mean, we obviously it's just work. Mainly, well, it is work from home. We can't go anywhere. You're still helping people with their computers, aren't you? People are still,
yeah,
you know. And
we're getting lots of that, lots of training, lots of
Zoom meetings, exhibition, like type demo. You're talking about your equipment. You did one the other day. You've got another one coming up. Is it next week on the 11th of March, or am I dreaming that? There is one coming up.
Yeah, there is. I think that is about, I think the 11th.
I've forgotten the name of the company, but the association. But I'm assuming you agree.
Yeah, it's at 12:30, isn't it? Till 2, something like that.
Oh, I thought that's the RNIB one. Which is a different one.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, the RNIB one's next week.
Next week, which day?
Tuesday, I think, or Wednesday.
Tuesday.
I remember. I'd need to look in my calendar, but yeah.
Oh, I thought this other one was Wednesday. What's his Mel Maidman? I thought, and he's not RNIB, is he? I might be totally wrong, but
I can't remember.
I know you do a lot of that anyway. You have every week you've got some of that going on, haven't you?
Yes, yeah.
I don't think a week goes by where you don't have at least one meeting on Zoom.
No, that's right.
So,
yeah.
Teams as well, some of them are on, aren't they?
Yes.
They've one or two on Teams.
In fact, most of them are on Teams, the ones I do. Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Those ones I do. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, just been work, really. Quite busy work. I've got more web work now as well.
Yes. Yes.
Getting more web work, which I enjoy.
It's all good that we've got all this to do, because
yeah,
we can't go exhibiting at the moment.
Yeah.
Or to people's houses as yet. I don't think that'd be too long. Hopefully not. Where we can get, you know, can go back to some of this stuff where it's needed. So nothing really happened till last Saturday, did it? And when I got extremely drunk on wine.
That's right.
I don't remember some of it, but I clearly landed on the floor. I don't remember falling. I remember being there.
I remember you falling because you tipped the table over and the remote control went flying.
I must have hit my head on the table, or the remote control hit me on the nose. Actually, that's possible.
Mm.
Well, don't know.
Possible. Don't know.
I know I damaged me. Poor old nose was bleeding, I know that.
Yeah.
And I seemed to be on the floor for a long while, gone to sleep, woke up in a right strange stupor.
Yes.
I didn't know. I didn't have the presence of mind to do anything but groan loudly.
That's right. Yeah. And I had to do a podcast and I couldn't do anything with you, so I went up and did the podcast.
And I was on the floor, still on the floor when you came
back. In fact, the podcast was Apple Viz, believe it or not, talking about, you know, where we've come with Android accessibility. Which is amusing, really.
Yeah, it might be worth if you can find the show.
Yeah, I'll put the link on the show notes. Yeah. Yeah, I've got the link, so I'll put it on the show notes. Yeah.
For anybody that wants to hear that one.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So I was on the floor all that time.
Yeah.
And I woke up somewhere during that and could just groan and
was sick.
And vomit. Yeah, that's all I could do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the long and the short of it, but. By next day, I realised I'd done something to my nose because it was a huge sort of Well, it was like feels grazed at one end, and anyway, there was a cut or so. It could stop bleeding, but it hurt a bit. And for the next 2 or 3 days, it kept clogging, didn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think I've broken it, because surely I'd really know about it, but who knows? I haven't had it looked at. Monday and Tuesday, I was feeling like brain fog. Wednesday as well, but I was much better. But Wednesday, we all went to get vaccinated.
Yes, we got our first vaccine. We got the Oxford vaccine.
AstraZeneca. The Oxford one. People
yeah. And we all suffered a bit from it. Me, you and Debbie, didn't we?
We did. Debbie came off the worst, I think.
Yeah.
We were lucky. Well, I say we were lucky. We never had to try to go out anywhere anyway.
No, but we...
Debbie couldn't come to work. We got up.
Yeah, Wednesday night I was shivery.
We were freezing. Both of us were freezing. And I thought nothing of it till I went up for a bath. I just thought it's very cold.
And then Thursday, I was brain fogged, wasn't I? I couldn't really.
I was lethargic. Think. I felt like I'd had flu and was in the middle of a dose of bad cold or something, you know, under the weather again.
Yeah.
Having got over my other, seemingly, but we're all right now, I think. We've just about got back, you know, aren't we?
Yeah.
And Debbie was better yesterday as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This is doing it to quite a few people who've had this vaccine.
I'm glad I've had it, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm certainly going to have the next one. I've got an idea what I might have to expect. You had a bit of headache later in the day as well, didn't you?
Yes, yeah.
Unless I didn't really get too... I got a heavy head. But
that was Thursday, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and then, as I say, Debbie came in on Friday. She still wasn't really quite there. We were all right, though, weren't we, really?
Yeah.
Yesterday. Yeah. And that's it, really.
That is it. That's our very boring lockdown lives.
Lockdown lives, yeah. There we go. Is there anything else that you want to say?
I can't think of anything else for this time. Might be a little bit more to talk about next time because it's my birthday next week.
That's right.
Not that I'm doing much, but I'll tell you what my plans are when I get to... Well, if I carried them out or not.
Yeah, don't say anything yet because you won't have anything to say in the next podcast. Right, otherwise. That's right.
Not much. I mean, I don't tend to do a lot on my birthday anyway, do
I? No. So, I think that's it, really.
I think that's it.
Remember, you can contact us, ourplace@comproom.co.uk. Please don't send emails for the podcast to steve@comproom.co.uk because it doesn't help when I'm searching for them to do them for the podcast. Because they land in my work folder and all over the place, and it breaks organisation a bit. So if you can send them to ourplace@comproom.co.uk, ourplace is all one word, and that would be great. You can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info for more info and how to subscribe and various ways to listen. And of course, if you want a Dropbox folder where you can put your own submissions in, then email me ourplace@comproom.co.uk and say that you'd like a Dropbox folder, and I'll make one and share it with you, and then you can just drop your MP3s into it when you want to contribute to the podcast. So I think that's going to be it for us this time, isn't it, Ange?
Yeah.
But we're going to finish with something. We've had a recording for a while, actually, probably since November, December time. And for that, I apologise, David. We're just getting to it because now we're doing monthly podcasts. We're just getting to this. If we get more recordings, we'll do weekly podcasts.
Yeah, we can, might as well.
If we do. But at the moment, we're not getting enough material to cover weekly podcasts, really. So this time, we're going to show you a recording of Ginny and David Weston doing a review of a product from Dolphin called Guide Connect. And Guide Connect makes it a lot simpler if you are less computer literate or you don't need some of the advanced functions. So I'm glad David and Ginny did this. This is a great idea. So I'll hand over to them after we finish. So I'll say cheerio for now.
Bye from me.
And we'll see you, as ever, next time.
Hi, this is David and Ginny Weston. And today David is going to demonstrate Dolphin Guide Connect, which is a software for Windows computers for those who aren't very computer literate. He's got this program on two devices. One is a Windows 10 laptop, and the other is on a Surface Go tablet, which is the one that he's going to be on now, but they both work identically.
The Surface 10, which is sitting in front of me right now, it has, with Guide Connect, it has 11 icons. I am told they're very colourful on the screen. I don't know if that is true.
Each one's a different colour. And you just
What I'm going to do is go first through the 11 items so you can hear them, and I'll speak them at the same time just in case it's not coming out that very clear. When you switch the machine on, which is the very important part, it always goes to email. So I'm on email, and if I cursor right, it will then start reading the other icons.
Letters and documents. So 2 of 11.
That is 11.
To read and write letters and documents, select this option.
That is letters and documents.
Websites. 3 of 11. To visit websites and find information from the internet, select this option.
That is very obvious, I presume. Websites. The next one.
Scanner and camera. 4 of 11. To read and magnify images from your scanner, select this option.
Now, you will notice that every time you land on one of those icons, one of those menu items, it actually describes what it will do and then tells you what to do to get into it. So it's talking you through all the way.
Yeah.
Carry on, David.
Books and news. 5.
Books.
And news.
News you get from the RNIB news desk. I don't subscribe to that on this device, so it's not there, but the books are there.
Address book and calendar.
Address book and calendar. It's a very simple address book to fill in, and the calendar is brilliant.
It's the only computer camera that David has ever been able to use. It's so straightforward. It talks you through setting up every single item that you want in your calendar or diary. You could call it a diary if you like. Yeah. But it is has really been good because for the first time he's been able to easily use that calendar and diary.
Yeah.
Entertainment, 7 of 11.
Entertainment is radio, podcasts and music. And into this device I've put some of my own music using an external CD drive.
Notes, 8 of 11.
Notes, there you can take quick notes and other things you want to write down in notes, note form.
Tools, 9.
Tools. This is an item where you can go down a list and select different things and alter things.
Settings, 10.
This is obvious. This is settings. And again, if you've got some sight in this, you can actually change the screen.
So you can make the icons as big or as little as you want. Or you can actually, if you preferred them in a list form, it would put them in the list form. But the nice thing is that the one that it's on, the one that's highlighted, becomes black on yellow, so very clear to read. And you can have it so big that you can only have maybe 3 lines on the whole screen. So you can make it quite large.
Exit Guide Connect, 11 of...
And that's the exit button at the far end, which is number 11. And that is very simple. Now, the thing is about this program, you don't have to learn a lot of keys. The enter key takes you into things. The exit key, which is on the top left.
Escape on the top left.
Gets you out, escape. Your cursor keys you use. And apart from the function keys, which do different things, it is a very simple, straightforward program. Now, I'm going to go backwards to email, so hang on there.
No,
I'm going the wrong way.
Emails.
So here I am in emails. To open emails, you just press enter.
Email menu. There are five options. Write new email. One of five.
Then you cursor to write a new email.
And now you just cursor down. So the first one that comes up is to write a new email.
Inbox. Two of five.
That's your list of emails you've received.
Folders.
That's your folders where you might find saved items, plus there's other things where you can actually remove and delete and all that sort of stuff, which is very straightforward.
It's where you'll find the trash, the ones that you've deleted.
Yes.
Blocked email addresses.
Jumped my saved attachments. You've got an icon that was my saved attachments, which you've just jumped.
Blocked email addresses. My saved attachments.
Yeah.
And there's my saved attachments. And to go out of the list, you just press the escape key.
Main menu. There are 11 options. Emails.
And basically, that's what happens right through the program. You enter on the one you want. And then you're presented with a list of things you can do.
Function key. You just need to do now, function key with one thing so they can see how it works.
That's a clever one, that is. Now, if I press that at the moment...
You're on emails, but...
If I press function key at the moment, I don't think it would do anything.
No.
There are no actions available. Yeah.
No, we're just in the main menu, so you can't do any actions there. So in the main menu,
is no function keys.
You actually need to be within one of those items.
So if I go...
Letters and documents, websites.
Go to the books.
Scanner and books and news.
So I'm going to open the books and news.
Books and news. There are three options. Continue reading Wintercom, the hash one.
Now that's the book what I'm reading at the moment. And that is downloaded from the
menu
from the RNIB.
Options. Emails.
You've just one of 11.
Sorry, I just pressed the wrong button there. Sorry about that.
Select this option. Letters and document. Webs. Books and news. Books and news. There are three options. Continue reading Wintercom.
Now, if you go down from there.
One, books. Two of three.
That's books. If you open that, I will show you in a minute.
Newspapers and magazines.
And newspapers and magazines, which I don't have on here, but you can have them if you subscribe to the RNIB news desk. Let's go back to books.
Two of three.
I'm going to enter on to books.
Books. There are three options. My books. One of three.
That's my books.
To view a list to find a new book.
Press on that. Three. You can search for a new
to
book.
Visit an online library and I'm going to do that. Online libraries. There are.
This is the online library list. And this is what you can get books from.
EPUB books.
EPUB.
One of three. Project Gutenberg.
Project.
Two of three.
Project Gutenberg.
RNIB Reading Services.
And
three
that's
of three.
Obviously the one that he uses.
And that's the one
RNIB.
I use all the time. And that means you can download books from the RNIB website straight into your device.
Now, obviously, you have to have got signed in from the device with your personal details for the
your
reading
library.
Service.
I want to show you something else, which I only discovered the other day. So if I escape out of this...
Books. Books and news. Main menu. There are 11 options. Emails. One of 11.
I'm going to move sideways. That's the right cursor to...
Letters and document. Websites. Three of it.
This is websites.
Websites menu.
And here you are presented with a load of a list, which you cursor up and down.
Homepage.
Homepage.
Open a new web page.
Open a new web page.
Favorites.
If you've got a web page and you want to go back to it again, you can actually press F2 and add it to favorites.
TV presets.
This is the one I've just found.
To view links to TV. TV.
Now I've opened it, and I've got six things here. So we go to
the top one.
Top one.
BBC iPlayer. 1 of 6.
BBC.
ITV.
ITV.
2 of 6. Channel 4.
Channel 4.
3 of 6. Channel 5.
Channel 5.
4 of 6.
And here comes the two I've only just read this go.
Netflix.
Netflix.
5 of 6. Amazon Prime.
We don't belong to Netflix.
And Amazon Prime. Now, those last two, of course, you have to subscribe to. And, of course, there is a fee to use those websites. But it is in the Guide Connect.
Already there. So all you would have to do if you're already an Amazon Prime Video customer is go in there and sign in your details and you'd be away.
Yeah.
So you could take the tablet with you wherever you go and watch your films.
Watch your films or whatever else is on that device. Do we want to look at the calendar, which is very easy?
Go,
so I come out of that.
Main menu, there are 11 options.
I'm going across.
Emails, letters, web, scanner and books and news. Address book and calendar.
I enter on
6
that.
6 of 11, address book and calendar. There are two options. Address book, calendar.
Now we're going into calendar.
Calendar, there are three options. Today's events, 1 of 3.
Now, I want to add
events for today. Select this option. There are actions. There is one option. Add event.
So there's one action here. And that's add
event.
If I press enter.
Select today. Day is currently set to 14. Press up and down to change. Then select this option to continue.
What it's showing is the date 14 November 2020 in great big letters that you could see if you had any sight at all almost. They nearly fill the whole thing and it's
30,
an up and down. So for instance,
eight,
if you wanted
seven,
to set
six,
something
five,
for the 1st of December,
3, 2, 1,
so I'm putting, I went up to the cursor upwards to 1 and all I have to do is press enter.
Month is currently set to November. Press up and
it's
down
always
to change,
today's
then
date
select
that it
this option
comes
to continue
up with.
December.
I'm going to go December.
Year is currently set to 2020. Press up and down.
I'll leave
to change,
that. Again, you press up and
to
down
continue.
To find your year. Press enter.
Event name. Please type the name of the event, then press enter to continue. Voice dictation is available. T entered.
I put a test in there. Press enter.
Select time. Please
select
the time of the event. Hour is currently set to 5. Press up and down to change. Then select this
option
to continue.
So again, you can press up and down for time.
4, 3, 2, 1, 12, 11, 10, 9.
So it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
No, it's 9 p.m.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you've gone the wrong way.
Oh, am I going to?
I don't know how you make
10,
it.
11,
oh,
12.
Right.
Have I changed it? Oh,
no,
this one's on a 24-hour clock, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. No, it's
a 12-hour.
12-hour clock. At the end, if you wanted 9 a.m., you'd put it on the 9, and then you have to go along to where the a.m. and the p.m. is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Now go across to the minutes.
No, this is the date.
Yes, this is the time. That is the hour. Then you have to put in the minutes.
Minute is currently set to 00.
And then you go
again.
Down
to change,
and
then select this option to continue.
Well, you don't want to change the minutes. Go to the next one.
AM, PM
is
currently set to PM. Press up and down to change. Then select this option.
This is slightly different from my other one.
AM.
Right.
So I'm now on AM. Press enter.
Repeat event. Please choose whether you would like the...
So you can repeat the event.
Or you can set it as a daily, a weekly, a monthly, or a yearly. So you could put in somebody's birthday, for instance, and then go down to yearly, and it would bring up that reminder or put it in each year's calendar.
So if I now enter again...
Reminder, please choose whether you would like to add a reminder for this event.
You can add a
reminder. There are 8 options. No reminder.
At the event time only, 30 minutes before, 1 hour before, 2 hours before, 1 day before.
Yeah.
So if you think you need a reminder for something, you can set that. So what happens when you set a reminder, David?
I haven't got a clue. I've never used it. So if I press enter now...
You don't want to set a reminder.
Guide Connect.
The event has been
added. The event has been added to your calendar. Currently.
So it's a very simple, straightforward system. To be used, and though they say it's really for people who are computer illiterate, I find it is a very good program for people getting on a bit and finding, like I do now, Windows and Apple computers very difficult because they become so complicated.
He can't remember the keystrokes, basically.
That's the problem.
Whereas here, you got he, yeah. even now, as you probably realised, he can get muddled between the two machines because they're obviously working slightly differently.
Slightly
but
different,
not a
but
lot.
They are...
The basics are the same on the laptop and on the tablet. This tablet's quite interesting. It's Surface Go. It's a tablet, big tablet, but it has a keyboard attached.
It's magnetically attached.
You're not struggling with an on-screen one.
This tablet as well, if you've got some sight, it is a touch screen. So you can actually...
I am told
there's six buttons. There's three down one side and three down the other.
No, two buttons.
Is it two down each side? Which you can use.
Yeah.
I don't use it because I can't see where the buttons are. The other thing I like about this machine is that the speakers not being on the side, they're actually on each side of the screen. So they're actually facing me. So the sound is coming straight at me, which is good as I've got a hearing loss. It's got a stand on the back of the tablet, which means it can stand up. It doesn't lay down if you don't want it to lay down. More details can be got from Dolphin themselves, and Ginny will read to you the phone number and the email address.
The phone number for Dolphin is 019-05-754-577. I'll repeat that. 019-05-754-577. And the website is yourdolphin.com.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to this brief and very brief overview of Dolphin Guide Connect. And from me, David, goodbye.
And from me, bye.